Welcome back to All About Witch. We are at an awesome 7th episode. More news and updates, so let's get into our news section. Six Guardians, I heard rumors from Ami-chan, who was once an anonymous, that in the 9th saga, a sixth guardian will join Witch. We have no idea what she looks like, what her power is, or even her name. Stay tuned to my blog and find out. Teach to be Witch number 2, Who's Between You update. Halfway scanned. Let me tell you, it's an awesome issue. You can see the preview pics at my blog, www.witchfiendsunite.blogspot.com, somewhere around the 3rd page. Which, before it all happened, fanfiction now up. Yes, my new fanfiction is up. It's really cool. It's sort of like the Year Before special, but way different. Hope you like it! Okay, and I think we're gonna stop the song right there. Okay, new video made. Yep, I made the Will and Matt the breakup vid. And, it's coming... it's basically about them breaking up. And I'm gonna try and post it on YouTube if I can, or if I get the chance. Okay. Number 87 of Cold Magic by Mooncloud is now up. A new saga dawns for Witch. Visit MC site and catch a glimpse. September's Witch Site of the Month choices. Yes, the time for a new Site of the Month is here, and here are your choices. Okay, Infinity the Witch Fan Listing. B, Meridian Chronicles. C, Witch Girls Unite Home. Or D, Witch Fashion. Choose soon. Also, to those of you who won the Witch Site of the Month or Witch Lottery, I apologize for putting your prizes on hold. And here are the winners of, last Saturday, August 15th, here are the winners, Alja, Patty, and Will X. Well, that's all for the news, so let's rock on into the sponsors. Witchcast. A and K are rocking away to the feet of Witch. They will talk about everything Witch and keep you entertained throughout the whole podcast. Witch Rock, strum the guitar, smash those drums, rock out to the beat of Witch Rocks. Listen now. This podcast is hosted by Dark Crystal Queen. Visit my blog at www.witchqueensunite.blogspot.com. This podcast is made with www.podomatic.com. That's so podcasty. And we're back. Don't stop listening yet. There's more of this podcast. Okay. Alright, let's chat about what Season 1, Episode 7, Divide and Conquer is about. Okay. Here's basically the summary of the episode. The Witch Girls and Alion go on a school skiing trip to show up Swiss exchange student Sandra, who seems to have mesmerized all the boys at Sheffield. And things heat up when Sandra steals Matt from Will, and the two girls compete in a one-on-one skiing competition. Will tries to cheat by skiing in her guardian form with a coat and hat to cover it up, and Helen is flying above her and using her powers to keep both steady. Little do the young guardians know that Phobos wants to take advantage of this trip to divide them and separate the other four guardians from Will and the Heart of Kandrakar, the only thing that can activate their full powers. The girls defeat the plan and find out that Sandra is not a Swiss exchange student at all, but an ordinary girl who just tried to steal the boys. Plus, the girls and Alion are pleased that Sandra broke her leg. But, also, the Caleb is trying to tell the girls he knows about fun, which doesn't seem like it. Okay, all the witch girls are over and done with, so let's move on to Orb. Alright, I'm going to find her right now. Well, I think you all know who Orb is. She comes in the third saga. Here we go. She's a serious indigo-haired female who was trained since birth to be a destructive warrior. She bears some feline features. Unlike the other guardians, she originates from the world of Siliad. Also, unlike the others, she didn't join Witch until Series 3. Assuming the name of Rebecca Rudolph and posing as a college student, she lives on Earth with the other girls and has a bad case of culture shock when it comes to fitting in with humans. She controls her elemental powers, but is an expert in martial arts and is able to conjure up blasts of energy from her hands. She has an advanced form of smell and hearing, which she uses to track her prey, and has amazing agility, strength, and reflexes. She also has the miraculous sense of receiving radio signals. Aurora is very good with pets, and this ability enables her to apply for a job in Matt Olson's grandfather's pet shop. Aurora and Armor fight a lot in the beginning when Aurora becomes a member of the team. But at the end, they open their hearts to one another and become friends at last. In the fifth series, she fell in love with Cedric when she and Witch had to cooperate with him to release Matt from the Book of the Elements. After he died by the hand of Jonathan Ludmore, she returned to Kandrakar with the book. And that's the last we ever heard from Aurora. Okay, issue 5. Well, here's what it's about. Okay, Will's sleeping, and they make it seem like it's so creepy, but it just turns out to be Mr. Huggles. And Will starts yelling at her little dormouse, going, "Why were you there?" And then she goes to Matt's grandfather's pet shop and talks to Matt, thinking of her astral drop. Chats a little with Matt's grandfather, and then leaves the shop. Armand, meanwhile, is discussing with her mom how she doesn't want to go on the date with Matt. I mean, how she doesn't want to go on the date with Martin, of course, because you know how stubborn Irma is. And if the reason she doesn't want to go with him is because he's such a nerd, so that's probably why. And he sees her, and she just ignores him, but she does finally accept, and they go to a museum, and there, they see the creepy Cedric, which ruins the date. And then they're basically chatting until Mrs. Knickerbocker sees them. And then Uriah shows up. They transform and get stuck into a painting world. And Alion fights with the girls until the witch girls disappear. Meanwhile, Uriah and all the others, including Nigel, apparently are still in there, and they see Cedric basically being chased by him. Then Will comes back, and they find themselves in the middle of a party. They find themselves back in the painting. They escape and help the man. The police, Irma's dad, catches them almost thinking they're stealing. They wind up helping the man getting out of the painting and returning to look at it while the rest of Nigel and the boys get community service. And that's what issue 5 is about. Okay, let's play The Power of Witch while we chat some more. Here are some great witchy links. www.witchforyou.blog.onnit.pl www.witchmorninghobby.blog.onnit.pl More site links can be found at my blog and Witch for Life. And right now, it's time for our villain discussion already reaching Tekla and Carl. Okay, Tekla Eisen. She has the power to absorb vital energies in order to stay young, though the Ragerlang, which she can conjure up, doesn't. She was attacked by a witch, lost a lot of vital energy, and after a final battle with Faulkner and the Ragerlang, she and her husband Carl are welcomed into Camp Nuzlocke by the Oracle and allowed to stay. Which basically means she became the part of the council. Okay, Edward Faulkner, he's the new doctor at Checkout Institute, and he's traveled a lot, so he looks for the mark of the Ragerlang, a mark that Ragerlangs live in the eyes of their victims. And he engineers with the monsters, trapped inside his magic box, and wanted to drain the energy of every human being on Earth. Faulkner is defeated by Witch. Okay then. The answer to last week of Guess the Witch character game was Cornelia. I decided to change this to Guess the Witch quote. Take a guess. What am I, the messenger boy? The answer will be revealed next week. So guess who said, what am I, the messenger boy? Okay. Okay, our next question. Where does Liam come from? Well, that's sort of a secret, but I do have to let you know. He does say he comes from the world that witch comes from, but the witch girls don't believe him. He really comes from another world, and he really, basically he comes from another world. So he lies to the witch girls, saying he's from their planet. Why is Charlie boy from this? Well, we never did find out what happened with Hamza. And we think, neither with Luke. We know Tawny and Nigel broke up. So, that's sort of an unexplainable question. Who knows? She may find a boyfriend in issue one of the Teach to Be Witch saga. She does say if he's cute, she'll like him. Like, for the driver of the witch bus. Witch van, but... So far, she's just boyfriendless. Okay, here's how you can be on the show. Record a shout-out, make suggestions, email me at laurasb421@gmail.com, or advertise us. Well, the rain stopped falling, not literally, which means it's time to say goodbye. Thanks for listening. Tune in to episode 8. Now you can see it, now you see it, now you don't. Next Monday, August 31st, 2009, I'm your host, DCQ. See you next time.